This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
It's Joyride 2012, which is Joy Radiothon here. So we're asking for all our strokers, all our Different Strokes listeners out there to renew their membership, take out a membership for the very first time if that's you. So give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949. Become a member and join this fantastic family.
Yes.
Now, Jade, you and I, we feel a great sense of family every time we come into Joy, regardless of what time of day it is.
Yes. When I walk into Joy, I feel a sense of family. I mean, I think I've mentioned before, I didn't know any gay people prior to coming to Joy. Well, I knew you, Dave. And that was it, you know. And I knew people on TV. So to come here and meet, you know, a group of people who really embrace you and give you that sense of family and a sense of belonging and really are interested in what you've got to say and want to get to know you and, you know, say, hey, Jade, nice to see you.
And it's really cool, you know, like you say, extended network of, you know, gay and lesbian friends. You know, I've often talked to a lot of young gay people who say, you know, I don't really have a lot of gay friends. And I feel like Joy has been that for both of us, really.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 11 minutes to 7.
Jade, some very fascinating news this morning. I heard that Jay-Z and Beyonce and Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, so aka two extremely powerful couples in the music industry. Gwyneth's there by default.
She's married into it. She sings, right?
She sings. Yeah, she's been on Glee, so that kind of counts, I think.
Okay.
But in any case, two power music couples are planning to go on a caravan ride together all around Florida.
Ooh.
Can you imagine the four of them in a caravan?
Well,
with their families and kids.
I think maybe they'd have separate caravans, don't you?
No, I'm of the impression when I read the news story that all four of them were going to pile into a really nice kind of caravan and go for some sort of road trip together around Florida to, you know, just keep it real and, you know, go back to nature and all that.
Well, what about their entourage?
Well, I don't know. Their entourage will be in a separate caravan following very close behind, perhaps. But Jade, I was thinking maybe you and I should do a road trip together. I mean, sure, it'll be awkward because I'll be the third wheel because I'm single.
Yeah.
But I think this is something you and I can do together.
Well, Dave, maybe, as long as I'm giving directions. You are notorious for, number one, always being late, and number two, having no sense of direction.
It is the worst. Like, you and I, we had an interview on Saturday with pop star Christina Perry, which we'll play the interview next week. But it almost didn't happen because I got lost.
Yeah.
I was walking
in St. Kilda. He couldn't find a hotel on Fitzroy Street.
It's like, girl, that's like, it's the street goes two ways. Like, and of course I went the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And there's always some sort of, it's never my fault. It's always something to do with the technology. So I am not to be trusted when it comes to navigation. We would definitely flop on The Amazing Race.
No, but see, I've got good sense of direction, Dave. So there, I think we would complement each other. So as long as I'm in charge of navigation, which is kind of it can be kind of difficult on road trips because I get really motion sick.
Okay. So, well, and you can't be reading maps if you're motion sick.
No.
So we're going to need someone else. Maybe we can get a stroker or one of our Different Strokes listeners to join us on this road trip.
Yes.
Because I know that Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't extend that invitation to Kelly Rowland.
I mean, if one of our strokers wins the Jeep, then I assume they're going to take us.
You know what? We'll be ready. If one of our strokers, one of our listeners win, we'll be at your doorfront. You know.
I'll navigate. I'll take some motion sick medicine. All will be white.
All will be fine. We'll go on a fabulous road trip together. Running with wolves and
I'm on the prowl. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 12 minutes past 7.
Jade, we are having an absolute blast here on this joyride, Different Strokes style, of course.
Yes.
And we've already got a few strokers on board.
Yes, we do. thank you very much to Louise and Jackie from Morty Alec. They've renewed their family membership.
Fabulous.
Official strokers.
Official strokers. I don't know how you feel about that branding, but yeah, take it or leave it. No obligations. Also, thank you to Clinton from Richmond. Family membership.
Yep.
And comes with a special message saying, happy Radiothon. Our family loves Different Strokes for breakfast on Joy. Thank you so much, Clinton.
And we've also had a membership come in from Grace from Heidelberg. So she's renewed. And Nicole from Nattawang has renewed.
Hey, guys, I'm Alexandra Burke. Call 1-300-JOY-949. Keep Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station pumping. That's 1-300-569-949.
Now, it's been many years since I was a little kid who misbehaved at the dinner table and I got the glare. So for me to get the glare again at this ripe old age, yeah, just the other day,
yep,
brought back a lot of painful memories. As a child, Jade, whenever we're dining in public, Mum would have this system whenever I'm misbehaving, especially when it comes to showing my dissatisfaction for food, because I was quite a picky eater.
Yep.
She would have two warnings for you.
Mm-hmm.
One is the glare.
Mm-hmm.
You get the glare, Jade, if you so much so as say something terrible like, oh, this food sucks, I want McDonald's instead. You get the glare. Have you ever gotten the glare, Jade?
I have never gotten the glare. I was saying to you this morning, Dave, I was well behaved as a child.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it so hard to believe because usually grown-ups that are so well behaved must have, you know, rebelled when they were kids, but you didn't have that kind of, you know, tantrum at the dinner table.
I was never a tantrum thrower.
I was pretty bad.
My emotions have always been this sort of
kept in check.
Yeah.
So anyway, I used to get the glare as a kid, you know, that kind of said, you better eat that, shut up and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Second code of warning is when Mum would lean over at the dinner table and go, when we go home, you're going to get it.
See, if you've made her use her words, it's all over.
Oh, yeah. If she has to open her mouth, it is all over. So, you know what? Mama Lim just really didn't give us very much variety as a kid when it came to dinner options.
Mm-hmm.
What you get is, you know, what's in front of you. But we're so grateful and so thankful here on Joy that Mama Lim isn't programming manager. It would have been just, you know, wall to wall Celine Dion and Karen Carpenter.
And it would be like Celine Dion was a new artist too, because, you know, when Mama Lim discovers someone, it's like, you know, someone that happened 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like it's brand new.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mum still acts like Celine Dion is the new next thing. So it would be a very interesting station. But we're so grateful here at Joy that we have a diverse range of programs, styles of music as well, you know, ranging from breakfast where we're on to drive and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So call up, become a member, support a station that, you know, embraces diversity.
It is Joy's Radiothon, so please give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949, and join up and become a member, or renew.
Renew your membership.
Yeah. Become an official stroker.
Become an official stroker, one of the many perks if you do it before 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And you could be in the running to win a fabulous Jeep.
Yes, thanks to Essendon Jeep. We went out to Essendon Jeep. Isn't JB just an amazing guy?
JV is an amazing guy. He's so cool. And he was talking to us about music plays they play at his gym. He was telling us how much he loves music on Joy.
Yeah.
He probably loves a bit of Jedward, I bet.
Yeah, I bet he does.
But Jade, you have a bit of history with Jeep. Well, your girlfriend does.
Yeah, so my girlfriend, who's American, she has a Jeep in America. Since she moved here, she obviously doesn't have it anymore. But when we first started dating, we would go out in the Jeep. So the Jeep sort of holds like a special place in my heart because I, you know, I've got all those memories of, you know, our going out for the, on dates. Aww. And like, you know, all of those kind of early relationship things, you know, holding hands and...
Holding hands while she was driving?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, I'm not going to act like I've never done that before.
Yeah.
It's just that it's been so long. And you know, Jade, I like to take every opportunity to stress how long I've been single for.
And I just remember, you know, during the winter, it was during the winter sort of rugging up and getting in the Jeep and driving around and like, you know, the excitement in the summer of like pulling the top down and, you know.
We're still talking about the Jeep?
The Jeep.
Yeah, we're still talking about the top down on a Jeep, yes.
Yes, you know, and so I think, you know, for me, that you know, it's about memories that you have in that in your car, like, you know, that kind of memories that.
And that's exactly what Joy does. I think, you know, especially with us on breakfast, a lot of people are listening to us in the car on the way to work, or they might be listening on the train, you know, using the Joy app and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it's a traveling experience and we want to facilitate good traveling experiences.
Yes. And that's why the Jeep is so important.
Yeah. And that plug I just did sounds like we're going to launch our own airline or something.
Yes.
Air Different Strokes. Which is funny because we're on air.
Yeah.
Hey, branding. 1-300-JOY-949. Call up and become a member and help Jade and I realize our dream of launching our own airline company. Jade, my father is one of those people you probably shouldn't go to ask what to do with a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Because Papa Lim has two cars and...
Seems a bit extravagant.
Yeah, it seems a bit extravagant. I'm pretty sure my dad's not the Asian Donald Trump. You know, he's living in this little unit that can barely keep one car. I was like, Dad, what are you doing with the second car? I park it on the lawn. Okay, I'm sure the landlords will be pleased. But my father recently got a second car because the original car that he has, you know, he's had for like 12 years. We got it when we first moved to Australia. Mm-hmm. It was our family car. And I think maybe, Jade, there's a bit of sentimental value, a bit of attachment there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's probably still smell from vomit from the time he had to pick me home from a house party and I had a little too much fun.
Ooh.
You can probably see imprints in the back seat from where my little brother's baby seat was. Mm-hmm. You know, little things like that, Jade.
So he's too attached to get rid of the car.
That's what I'm thinking, but guess what I found out?
What?
The real reason why my father hasn't let go of his original car is not because he can't sell it,
mm-hmm.
not because he doesn't want to let go, is because he wants to drive it to work. He's
So he's got a work car, a driving to work car, and then another car.
Yes, another car for, you know, pleasure purposes. I don't know what he uses the other car for, but the main...
Well, when does he drive this new car then?
I really don't know.
What counts as pleasure in Papa Lim world?
Oh, you don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't even want to go there.
Is he like cruising around on weekends?
Doing laps.
Down,
yeah, doing laps
up and down Chapel Street.
Yeah, playing the Bee Gees. Because that's what brings all the girls to the yard. In any case, look, if you want to figure out what to do with a new car, you could be in the running to win a brand new Jeep if you join up and become a Joy member.
So we had Ozzy Yovo, who's a longtime follower and longtime stroker, has joined
up. We so totally need to clarify this, put a PG tag on it.
She tweeted to say that she followed us to the new time slot and she just renewed her membership. Oh.
Yes, good on you, yeah. Good on you. And she's even got the hashtag stroker. So yeah. You know she's serious about, you know.
She's waiting on her membership card in the mail.
We better get printing, Jade.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 10 minutes past 8. Dave, we've had more people join up. Narelle and Zoe from Oakley South have said happy strike day to all the government teachers.
Yeah.
They've joined up for a family membership and have also made a donation. Thank you, Zoe and Narelle.
Thank you so much. In any case, I've also got one here, Jade, just to compliment yours. Mm-hmm. They gave me a slip as well.
Yep.
A lovely phone room volunteers.
Yeah.
Kevin and Antonio with featuring pets Luna and Cinder.
Ooh.
See, it's a family membership.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining up. Thank you so much for renewing your membership, everyone. And thank you for joining us, Jade and myself here on Different Strokes. It's a huge pleasure to be on air keeping you guys company. So thank you so much for showing a station love. Mm-hmm. In a case, speaking of love,
yeah.
We've got one of our old Different Strokes friends, Rosalind Ewan, on the line. How you doing?
Good, good morning, everyone.
This is the first time that we've actually had a chance to catch up with you since we've changed to breakfast. So I'm sure that you're in shock too that we went out.
A little bit displaced, but I'll be okay.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Rosalind's an independent artist from Melbourne. So, and she's had, you know, her songs on shows like Underbelly. What other shows have your songs been on, girl?
They've been on the show Crownies, and it was also on Offspring, which is really exciting.
So you're like a professional soundtrack person now. You're like one of those bands that's like always on soundtracks.
Knocking on doors, let me
in. Like Snow Patrol or something.
That would actually be pretty cool.
Now, Rosalind, you know, we've had this history, you and us here on Different Strokes. We've been following your music for a number of years now. Tell us a bit about why Different Strokes is special to you.
Different Strokes is very special to me. Every time that I've come on, I kind of forget that I'm actually on there and that I'm just chatting to old friends. So it's like, I can't stress how important community radio is to independent artists to get their music out, and being able to have that opportunity to be interviewed and just have my music played, it means the world to me.
Honestly, like, Rosalind does go back to, like, very, very early Different Strokes. So she's been on the show several times, and each time we just have a great chat and a great laugh. And
now, because we've...
She's getting more and more famous.
And she's getting more and more famous. Eventually,
you guys,
yeah.
You both as well. Like, you guys have been on air for ages. Yeah. That's exciting.
And it's nice to, you know, have her come into the studio and join us. I think eventually, next time we give her a call, we have to go through, like, several agents.
Yeah.
Maybe a call center in the Philippines to connect her in, you know, New York.
You know, I'll often...
It'd probably just be me doing different voices.
Well, you know, I've seen Rosalind on the tram, Dave, and so we know that she's going to get too famous when, you know, she's not on the tram anymore.
Are you stalking her, Jay?
It's coincidental. We live on the same tram line.
We do.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. It's 23 minutes past 8. Dave, so great that we now have one of our phone room volunteers who happens to be, like, you know how earlier I was talking about my Joy family, one of my Joy family. It's yeah. Jed, who is the treasurer of Joy, as it coincidentally speaking.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me on. It's really fun to be here on the phones and talking to people, and people are excited calling in and supporting the station. It's lovely to talk to some people supporting the station.
Now, Jed, you know, you've been a long-time friend of ours here at Joy. You know, we definitely consider you as family. What makes you want to come in to Joy and, you know, early this morning, in fact, and get on the phones?
He wanted to be here for us, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. He wanted to just hang out with you guys. Look, it's. I just find it a really welcoming and supportive place. I just really love coming in here, and I have a lot of friends, and I just think that we are really making a difference being on the air now for over 18 years. I think we have changed perceptions, and we've really connected the community. You know, a university did some research last year into support networks, and they were really surprised that Joy came up as the central support network in Melbourne for the homosexual community. So I think we really are making a difference and providing a voice for the community. And we have a really big reliance on membership. As you said, I'm the treasurer, so I look over the accounts, you know, every month. And this is really the most important time for Joy for the next 12 months, is this radiothon time. So look, if you listen and you love the station and you want to support a great community organisation, will really look after your money to make sure that we, you know, we can stay on air, and every membership makes a difference. So yeah, please ring and sign up to be a member.
Absolutely. The number's 1-300-JOY-949. Become a member, renew your membership. Mm-hmm. Family membership's $96. It can include any number of family members.
Yeah, like Luna, the dog signed up earlier. That was awesome.
I know. We love it when pets join up, and we definitely have a few pets on tow already that we'll give a shout out later.
Yeah.
Full membership, Jade, for an individual, $72, yes. And concession is $36.
Yeah, so give us a call. Jed will be on the phone, 1-300-JOY-949. And let me just say, you can't see the visual, but Jed is very attractive also.
Coming from a lesbian, that is a huge, huge endorsement.
Jade and I have a slightly special relationship. It goes beyond sexuality.
I am a little jealous of that, to be honest.
We can always count on Jed for a nice, warm hug.
Okay, as long as you keep it to that.
The hugs with Jade are pretty awesome, I have to say.
You'll find us chasing the sun. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and David. It's 20 minutes to 9.
Jade, the phone has been ringing off the hook. I feel like I'm at a call centre again.
We keep getting like pink slips, Dave, and it makes me think, is this our marching notice or what?
Yeah, we're getting fired off breakfast. In any case, Jade, you read yours first because there's a pile.
Okay, yes. I have a renewal from Barbara and Lolita from Pasco Vale, who have signed up for a family membership and a donation.
Yes.
Thank you, Barbara and Lolita. Rebecca from St Kilda East was a lapsed member and she's rejoined. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you. Big love to you, Rebecca. Okay, so let's start with this one. So we've got Nadine and David from Modulock.
Modialic.
I'm trying to... Girls, you need to stop. I'm trying to fancy it up a little, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to fancy it up a little. Okay, so Nadine and David and the sons Mitchell and Joshua says they love our show, which is so fabulous. And yeah, so they signed up for a family membership and made a donation.
Oh, thank you so much.
And big shout out to the dogs as well, Annie and Ace.
Ooh, we love dog members.
Dog members, Jay, that could be misinterpreted.
We got a tweet from one of our new dog members earlier, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Luna tweeted us.
Oh, Luna the dog tweeted us. Yeah, it's so fabulous. In any case, we had Rosalind on before who we interviewed. She is joining up as a new member.
Yay.
Yay, Rosalind. Well done, you. And got another one here from, this is three memberships. So we've got Mark, we've got Nick, we've got Danny from Thornbury.
Aww.
Big shout out to you guys. Says, keep up the good work and we're really enjoying the mornings with Jade and Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much all. And this one just came hot off the press.
Yep.
Whew. we've got Louise here from Cheltenham, a renewal.
Oh, thank you, Louise.
Fabulous. So many of them joining up and supporting Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, and you can join the queue to call 1300-JOY-949.
Yes, and talk to the attractive people sitting in our phone.
Oh, yeah. I can't see. My screen needs to move. Okay, we've got Jed out there.
I can see that Nick, our IT guy, is like hovering around too. I think he'll answer the phone.
Oh, maybe he will. Give us a call. In any case, one of the fabulous people out in the phone room is joining us in the studio right now. We've got Chappelle.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. You're doing a great job on breakfast. We all love it.
Thank you so much. Now, Chappelle, you're on 5 o'clock on Saturdays.
That's right, with the Chappelle Show.
The Chappelle Show. Now, Jade, I don't know if you know this, but Chappelle and I, we're Beyonce soulmates.
Yeah.
We have this thing, don't we, girl?
We do.
We sometimes break into impromptu Beyonce a cappella renditions.
Mm-hmm. Whether they be good or bad, it doesn't matter, but they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it comes from a place of love.
Of course.
Yeah.
Have you taken all of your inspiration from Beyonce? So are you like claiming credit for everything? Are you editing your own material, etc.?
Yes, I am. I'm following in the footsteps of a true diva. I do all of everything in
you
my
do
show.
Everything
I direct. I wear heels all the time when I'm doing my show. Mm-hmm. One of the best lessons I ever learned from Beyonce actually was she always wears heels. She always does amazing shows in heels. And one day I was running for the train in heels. And I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I was doing that dorky girl dance when they wear heels. And I wasn't going to make it. I was like, you know what? Beyonce can, you know, do a fierce dance in heels. I'm going to make this train. So I just bolted as I was wearing my runners. Doing the Run Melbourne, and guess what? I made the train. So thank you, Beyonce.
And the power of running in high heels. Yeah. Now, Chappelle, tell us about why you're here at Joy this morning.
Well, I'm answering phones because it's our second last day of Radiothon. So we're getting so many calls coming in. We need all hands on deck for volunteers answering phones. All you need to do to become a member is call 1300-JOY-949. We'll all take your calls. You can renew. You can become a new member. And the reason why we need people to sign up and be members is because we can't add. We don't have a lot of advertising, only 4 minutes per hour. So we're all sort of, we need the support of members to stay on air because it's very expensive to put a radio station to air.
$3,000 a day.
And I think you have to realise Joy definitely punches above its weight in the community radio stakes. So, and we can't do that without our members. So to everybody who has signed up and read, thank you so much. It's made it worth it getting up at 5 o'clock this morning. Be here to answer the phones. And everyone's been lovely this morning.
Oh,
love so,
you know, thank you so much, Chappelle, for coming in and taking the phones. In the meantime, because you are my Beyonce soulmate, ooh, I'm going to switch it up for you.
Yay.
I'm going to do a dedication to you for coming in this morning and to our lovely phone room people out there, strokers, joy listeners, get your freakum dress on. Woo! Now, while we're here, you know, celebrating Different Strokes Joyride style this morning, we've got our lovely regular newsreader, Brett, joining us here. Brett, what makes you want to get up and do the news for Joy and come all in this early?
I sometimes ask myself that very question when the alarm goes off at 5 o'clock, but it's actually the only day of the week where I do get up when the alarm does go off. I don't lie there for an hour and a half. Otherwise, there'd be no news. I don't know. I was a member of Joy for a long time before I was a volunteer, probably about 7 years before I became a volunteer. And I first started listening way back when I moved back to Melbourne from overseas, when I was fairly disconnected from the gay community, but not just because of the, you know, it felt a link to the community. I actually just liked the shows and the music and, you know, getting ready in the morning. It was nice to not have a commercial radio station where there was ad breaks for 27 minutes out of every hour. Mm-hmm. So I joined up during a radiothon, probably to try to win a prize, knowing me, because I'm kind of pragmatic, and also because I've just done my sums, and I'm sure there were better sums back then. But I remember justifying it to myself, because I can't remember what the membership cost was then, but now the membership cost is $72, which is $1.40 a week. And I remember saying to myself, I get $1.40 a week of pleasure out of this station. Like, I knock down $30 a week worth of takeaway coffees. And seriously, seriously, people, if you get $1.40's worth of new music that you like, laughter that you like, news that you like, hearing something that you like, $1.40 a week, come on. Yeah. Seriously, people, it's not a lot of money.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.